This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in our series on Tefillah, which is dedicated by our good friend Rabbi Tzalo Raz, Rose, Lehiloy Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, and Zesham Shav Naliyah, B'yomets Yosher for his whole mishpacha. Okay, so now we're continuing in the union of Karbanos. We spoke last week about the Parshas HaTamid and why the Parshas HaTamid is not mentioned in Shemoneh Esrei. And we mentioned from the Noida Behuda, and that's because since Shemoneh Esrei technically could be recited all day long, if the Tamid would be there, it would not necessarily be appropriate for it to be mentioned more than once a day. Now, we're going to talk about the concept of Ezehu Mekayman, the subject of Ezehu Mekayman. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Hatam, Lama Oimre Mishnah Ezeh Mekayman. Why did they select to say Ezeh Mekayman? So, a very interesting mechaber. Kavu Lishnois Achar Parshas HaTamid, Perek Ezehu Mekayman. They're a koivea to learn after the Tamid, Ezehu Mekayman, Ubraisad Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Kedei Sheyizkeh Kol Adam, Lelmoy B'chol Yoy, Mikra, Mishnah U'Gemara. We want every Jew to be zoicha every day, to have chumash, to have mishnah, and to have gemara. The brisa of Rabbi Shmuel have a b'makom gemara. The brisa of Rabbi Shmuel is in the place of gemara. Shaha medrash ke gemara. Medrash is like gemara. By the way, where do we see medrash is like gemara? That's mamish what we just learned, that the gemara on Yod Aleph Amud Beis brought a raya, you say berachas haTorah, from the fact that berachas haTorah was made before medrash. Now, I'm going to share with you the question I had on this, and that is, didn't we already fulfill this by, after Birchas HaTorah, saying, Yivarechecha, Elu Dvarim, which is a Mishnah, and then Elu Dvarim, which is a Gemara in Shabbos? So, haven't we already accomplished this? But in any event, interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shla.
And we said Yivarechecha, right? That's a pasuk in the Torah.
Yivarecha is a pasuk, and Elu Dvarim is a Mishnah, and then Elu Dvarim again is based on the Gemara in Shabbos. So the Shla writes, when you say Ezel Mekayman and Babem Adlikin or Pitmak Toiras, you should sing it in the Nigun of Mishnayos. So we learn from here something interesting, that the same way Chumash has Trap, Mishnah had a specific Nigun. In fact, they say Rebbe Yashiv used to learn Mishnah to this special Nigun. In fact, there's a Tiferes Yisrael, I believe in Erechin, that says when the Gemara says, Chesurei Mechzera V'Hachi Katani, that the Mishnah is missing words, this is what it means to say, how could you say the Mishnah is missing words? So the Tiferes Yisrael says, because it had a specific Nigun. And sometimes words would not fit into the Nigun, so they would take out the words. That's the Pshat in Chesurei Mechzera V'Hachi Katani. Okay. The Torah says, the Kavul Ishnois Mishnah Ezel Mekayman Ubraisa the Rabbi Shmuel Shel Shoish Esri Midos after the Tamid, because of what Rav Safra says in the Gemara Kedushin, La'olam Yishalish Adam Shnoisav, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. And the Gemara says, what, so you spend your first 40 years on Chumash, 40 years on Mishnah, 40 years on Gemara, nobody knows how long they're going to live, maybe you'll never make it to that age. Umi Yodea Kama Chaye. Does a person know how long they're going to live? Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Lo nitzrucha ela liyomei. This is only needed for the day. Shetzach b'chol yoyim lo moed mishlashtan. Umedrash shal braisa, the Rabbi Shmuel have a b'makam Talmud. Shehamedrash ketalmud. Medrash is like Talmud. Ve'oid shehi tchilas teres kayanim. The braisa of Rabbi Shmuel is the very beginning of the Sifra, which is teres kayanim. Shehu roish l'chol ha-karbanos, which is the head of all the karbanos, so kavuhu eitzel karbanos. In other words, there is a specific kind of a connection between the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel and Ezehu Mekayman, because the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel is the first Braisa of the Torah's Koyhanim, which is the beginning of karbanos, so they juxtapose it to the karbanos. U'mishnah Ezehu Mekayman kavua eitzel karbanos. U'mishnah Ezehu Mekayman kavua achar parshas hatamid. The mission of Ezel Mekayman they established after the Talmud, Mishum Dachsiv uvchamakoim Muktar Mugash Lashmi. It says in every place which is which that you bring karbanos to my name, v'chi b'chol makom mukdar mugash? Do you really actually bring karbanos in every place? Ela elo tamid chachamim she'oiskim behilchos avoda. These are tamid chacham that are oisik in halachas of avoda. B'chol makom mala ani aleim kil maktir magishim l'shmi. Tamid chachamim that they learn halachas of avoda. It's like they bring a karban everywhere. So in other words, we learn, we say, Ezel Mokayman, because by learning about karbanos, it's like offering karbanos. Now, why davka Ezehu Mokayman? There are many mishnayos about karbanos. Why davka Ezehu Mokayman? So I think everyone is familiar with the idea, and this is cited by the Reb Ben Yakar, is that this is the only perek in Shas that does not have a machlokes. Achar Churban Abayis Bachru Lehem Masechta Ezeh Mekayman Lefisha Kula B'li Machlokes HaTanaim. This is one Masechta where there's no Machlokes. So this is actually a very interesting subject. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ra'ah that there are Masake in Ezeh Mekayman because there's no Machlokes. So in the Sefer Ginzei Chayim from Rav Shlomo Reisner, the author, I believe, of Avnei Mishpat, he says there is a Machlokes. Because Pesach einoy nechal ela ad chatzos, right? The Mishnah says. The Karm Pesach is only into chatzos. Wait a second. That is for sure not unanimous. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But we all know that Rabbi Akiva holds that the Pesach is eaten ad alois hashachar. So how could you say Zim Mekom doesn't have machlokes? Sure there's machlokes. It's saying the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. The hikshu the yesh machlokes the behad the pesach eino necha elad chatzos. V'loy kashamidi. This is not shver. The hakavana the ba'osei perak chashiv hilchos halachas psukos. What it means is Ezel Mekayman is the one perak. It just says definitive halacha and it doesn't mention machlokes. It definitely refers to halachas that may be the subject of machloikes, but in the perek there is no debate. It brings the definitive halacha. Imkein halacha brura. This is clear halacha. Kedaminu v'bava kamadav kofbez, debemai dechasha v'kol al kohen yonim, diyaday ala tachtoyna bereish perek asech so'um demashna dekein halacha. We know that when a Mishnah quotes something in a certain fashion, that's indicative of if we paskin that way. So too, it's included, everything mentioned in Ezehu Mekayman is the halacha psuka. Now, comes the Tiferes Yisrael, and he adds another interesting nekuda. Contrary to popular belief, that Rebbe wrote the Mishnayos. It's really incorrect. Rebbe did not write the Mishnayos. This cannot be reiterated enough. It is a mistake to think Rebbe wrote the Mishnayos. In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had Mishnah. Some of it was even recorded. According to the Gemara in Chagiga, they actually had a much larger corpus of material. Rebbe condensed the Mishnayos, and he consolidated the Mishnayos. And the way he did it was, he took out much information, and really the Shlach HaKadosh writes, this is the real explanation for Chisurei Mechzura V'Hachitani. Our Mishnah is missing words, but it said those words in the original Mishnah, and this is how it used to read. So there is an original text of Mishnah that dates back, according to many, even to Sinai, even to the Midbar. Ezehu Mekayman are the original words of Mishnah. Meaning what's unique about Ezehu Mekayman, we don't know for sure other Mishnah is divrei this, divrei that, divrei this. But we know Ezehu Mekayman is the original text of the Mishnah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Oid nirali demuchach mikan dekol perach zeh mi de'ein boi machloikes. Since there's no machloikes in Ezehu Mekayman, he miloshon mamish. This is the exact text that was given from Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai. So you'll say, what is the raya? By one of the karbanos, it says, this is nechal lefnim min haklaim. You could eat this karban within the curtains. Huh? within the curtains. If the Mishnah was written in the time the Beis HaMikdash stood, it should say within the wall. What do you mean within the curtains? They only had curtains in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishkan. This is indicative of the fact that Ezel Mokayman, the words are of most ancient origin. Because we want to say the words of the original text of the Mishnah. That's quite an amazing idea.
Rabbi, wouldn't there have been curtains also in the Mishkan, like at Shiloh and in the other Makomos prior to the Mishkan?
Possibly, but that wasn't one of the choices of when the Mishnah was written. You know, in other words, either the Mishnah was written in times of the Tanoim, or the Mishnah always existed. But yeah, right? So in the Sefer Nefesh Chaya, the Nefesh Chaya was written by Reb Reuven Margolius, the author Margolius Hayam. And he says, look in the Tfaras Yisrael, who says, Ezel Mekayman was taught b'mei Moshe when the Mishkan stood. And the Raya is, it says, V'necham lefnim min ha'klaim. But, says Reb Reuven Margolius, Ulam hein kvar heyer atoisus yamte bezvachim, ala asher yimtza boi v'necham b'chol ha'ir. He says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah wasn't written in times of Moshe because we have another statement. It could be eaten in the whole city. That clearly is not referring to when the Mishkan stood. That's clearly referring to when the temple stood. When the Beis Medrash said, Amnam ledaiti nishna perek zeh bimei aliyas bavel. In my opinion, Mishnah was taught when they went up in the times of Bavel. Betchilas hiskoinenusam be'eretz. When they started rebuilding land, the Gemara says, Rabbi says, Shamati k'sher boinim be'eichal, oisim kloim le'eichal klolim la'azorois. When they first built the heichal, they had to make kloim, because they didn't have walls. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, shmami shmakriven aflishin ba'is banoi. And we have this in Idyois, u'klolim da'avlitz ne'yusa. That's when this Mishnah was taught. Because it says kloim and it says ear. So I think the Nefesh Chaya, based on the Tosfos Yom Tov, sort of challenges this idea of the Tiferes Yisrael, that this Mishnah was the original words from the times of Moshe, because yes, it says Kloim, but it also says B'chol Ha'ir. So let's conclude with a very interesting analysis of Rav Shimon Schwab. He says, Perak Ezehu Mekayman, it was the fifth parak of Zvachim, and it's brought in the Siddur Atfila of Rav Amram Goyim, like Tosfos says in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, that it was arranged in the Siddur of Amram, Kamoisha Anu Noyagin Loimar, Koidim Sukkah de Zimra, Mikra, Mishno Gemara. Tosfos says that? Someone open up a Tosfos in Kedushin, Daf Lamed. Do I have a Kedushin here? I don't know if I have a Kedushin. Tosfos Kedushin Daf Lamed. Does Tosfos quote Rav Amram Goyim? Okay. V'hinei kedei sheyachshiv lelimud. Now, very interesting. And the Karban Asanel says that Mikra is the Tamid, Mishnah Zemum Ezel Mekoyman, and Gemara is the Brais Rav Yishmael. Now here's the thing. If you daven Shmoneh Esrei, and besides the first bracha, you just say the words and you don't know what you're talking about. And you ask the guy, what are V'lam Malshinim? V'lam Malshinim, those are jelly beans. And you say, and what does it mean? Rishalayim Ercha Barachim Em Tashav? I don't know. Rishalayim Ercha Barachim Tashav. It means God rebuilt the wall of China. Are you yotze in the midst of tefillah? I think so. You don't have to know what the words mean. You're not required to know what the words. Just say the words. Just the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know, maybe if you think it means something else entirely, I don't think you have to know what the words mean. It's still tefillah. When it comes to Chumash, let's say you say words of Chumash and you don't know what it's talking about. Do you get Schar Talmud Torah? You bet. But let's say you learn Mishnah and Gemara, you don't know what it's talking about. Do you get Schar Limud? No. Tarshabapeh, you must understand. Now, if the purpose of Ezehu Mekoyman is to be learning, if you don't know what it means, you're not doing anything. So, says Reb Schwab that b'nei kedei sheyichashav lelimud, for it to be considered learning, tzvichim lav mashom, you have to know what you're talking about. Ve'enoi ketfila, this is not like prayer, sheha'imer ha'tevois rak bepiv, that someone who says the words, v'chabe l'Hashem b'svasav, and he honors Hashem in his lips, avalibay lo'inachay nimay, but his heart is not with him. Even though it's, yes, a very big deficiency, your words have chashiv, meaning like we've said in the past, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola endowed nuclear energy into the words, so whether you understand it or not, you're activating the words. But when it comes to Mishnah, Lotzeis Chiyuv Limanat Torah, how could you call it Limud if you don't understand? And that's why the Shla says, you need to say Ezel Mekoyman with the Nigun of learning. That's what we started with. Why should you say Ezel Mekoyman Benigun Shalom? Because you're learning. You're learning. And if you're not learning, in other words, someone who just rattles through Ezel Mekoyman, doesn't know what he's talking about, should not say it. Why? It's Bal Tashchis. What are you wasting? You're wasting your time. You know, people are very worried about Bal Tashchis. Don't throw out crumbs. How about Bal Tashchis on your life? So you better know what you're saying. If you don't know what you're saying, it's not learning. Now, says Reb Schwab, this is not the place to explain Mishnayos. However, it is important if you're going to say Ezel Mekoyman, you should learn it so you know what you're talking about. Now, why did they pick Ezel Mekoyman? Number one, there's no machlekes. Number two, because it explains all the karbanos. And as Reb Schwab taught, and this is an idea we've mentioned, that when you're davening, each part of davening corresponds to another area of the Mishkan. Do you remember that, Shir? That each part of davening, you're entering the realm of the Mishkan, and where are you during Ezel Mekoyman, the Azara? And Ezel Mekoyman discusses all the various karbanos. And number three, this Mishnah is a very early Mishnah, because the Tana uses the term Fnim and Akloim. And in the Beis HaMikdash, there were no Kloim, even though we saw Reb Reuven Margolius said that it may be referring to the Oilei Bavel. However, here's the million-dollar question of the day. If the purpose of saying it is to learn, imagine you see a guy. You come into a shul one night. What are you learning? I'm learning the third Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. And then you come in the next day. What are you learning, Rabbi Yid? I'm learning the third Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. And you come in 4 months later. You say, Rabbi Yid, what are you holding in? I'm holding in the third Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. And then let's say you get married, and you go to a different community, and you come back to visit 12 years later, and that Jew is sitting there in the back of the shul. Rabbi Yid, where are you up to? He says, I'm learning the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And then 50 years later, you see, I mean, you know, it's there's an expression, move on, pal. You know, why is he? So if the whole purpose of Ezel Mekoyman is to get in learning, wouldn't it make more sense on Yom Rishon, learn the first parak of Brachas. Yom Sheni, the second parak. And this way, over the course of the year, if you learned the parak of Mishnayos a day, I think you would finish in, you know, maybe 2 years or so. So why don't we do that? Why repeat the same thing again and again and again and again? So Reb Schwab says as follows. What does it mean? The Gemara says, what's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha and an oivre kim asher lo yavadoi? Hainu tzaddik, hainu oivre kim, hainu rasha, hainu asher lo yavadoi. Says Gemara, Avodoi v'loy avodoi tarvayu tzadiki gemurinenu. Avodoi and loy avodoi are both complete tzadikim. But enoi doime, someone who learns his parak 100 times, is someone who learns 101. So ask Reb Schwab the famous question, Really? There's no similarity between someone who learns 100 and 101? I would think that they're quite similar. In other words, if there were 100 people in a shul and one guy learned something 100 times and one guy learned something 101, those guys got to be the most similar people in the shul. But the answer is, in the times of the Tanum and Amaram, they learned everything about Peh. And therefore they needed to chazer everything a lot of times so they wouldn't forget it. Not like us. We don't have to chazer so much because we have it in the books. But they had a chazer to memorize it. Now, that's why it's called girsa. Girsa means review, 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 review. How many times do you need to review something to remember it? So says Reb Schwab, 100 times. Now I tell you the truth, Kabbalistically, I don't know if this holds true. Because there is a concept, the Malach that helps us remember is Michael, who's 101. But Samach Mem is 100, that's the forgetfulness. But Reb Schwab is articulating that 100 times helps you remember. Based on the Gemara, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're Mesupik, if you said Mashmar Ragashem, you go back. But if you already said it 30 days, you don't have to go back because you're ready Ragil. And the Mechaber says the same thing would be if you repeat it 90 times in one day, you don't have to go back. So the Gemara, so he says, the Achroinim asked that in 30 days, they're more than 90. And says Reb Schwab, I heard from Reb Moshe, you need to do it 100 times. Now, I tell the truth, the Chassam Sofer argues. Chassam Sofer says you need to do it 101 times. But Reb Schwab is going with a different mahalach, that you need to do it 100 times. Meaning the secret of memory, according to Reb Schwab, is 100. Again, I would humbly ask that that seems not to be the case. Meaning, it would seem, certainly based on the Kabbalistic sources, 101 is specific to memory. But Reb Schwab is quoting Reb Moshe that said 100. Okay, so working with his mahalach, if 100 helps you remember, so if you take that for granted, that all it is 100 times, then you're going to remember. Now, if someone learns 100 times, did they learn Lashma or did they not learn Lashma? For the first 100 times, there is an element of Shaloi Lashma. What's the element of Shaloi Lashma? Maybe I just did it to remember. But I didn't do it mamish lishma to learn just to learn. I learned for a reason. So the first 100 times are shalei lishma. What's the time that signifies I'm learning lishma? That's 101. 101 is the lishma. The shalei mirag me'apam me'in raisha is b'tar bilti lashem levali mamish shalei shalei me'in negia atzmis. There is an agenda here. Sheikva b'perkai. V'zichroinei avok shekvar lamad me'apamim. When you already learned 100 times, Ukfar kana haperakaroi, hare limudai shal oid pamachas. That additional time is clean from any dross, any impurities, any shemets of shaloi lishmav. Ein lo shum kavana belimudai, ki im lekaye mitzas boiroi. Velimudai halaz hu tairo lishma. This type of learning is tairo lishma. So up to 100, you're loy avodai, you're einoy oved elokim, because you're also doing it for yourself. But 101, you're called oved elokim. And la'asid lava, you'll be zoicha to recognize the hevdel between lishma and shaloi lishma. Therefore, says Reb Schwab, if every day they would be masakin to learn the first parak, the second parak, the third parak, and every day you learn something new. So yes, that would be beautiful, but there would still be a remnant of Shaloi Lishma. But now that we're already on our 3,000th cycle of Ezehu Mekoyman, there is no personal benefit other than pure Torah Lishma. So Chazal wanted to ensure that every day of one's life, look, we all learn every day, and we have Shiurim, but maybe the Shiurim we're learning, it's interesting, I never learned that before, it's exciting. But to learn the same exact thing when I get nothing out of it other than it's pure Torah for no ulterior motive, so that ensures that we We have that every day. And actually, that's actually a very beautiful reason. In other words, you know, you could ask, so maybe we don't have, somebody who learns, maybe doesn't have to say this, but there is a certain maila of Torah Lishma. V'chein yeshom ra'al mashal, v'chein tiknu lumay, b'chol yoyim, oisei ha'para, k'dei she'eli mudenu yoysim imei ha'pa'amim. We want to make sure that it's more than 100 times. So now I would ask, so maybe after 2 years of Ezel Makoyma, actually 100 days, you know, let's change it up. But then it becomes really Lishma. And that's why we learn Bamei Madlikin and Pitamak Tairas and Pirkei Avos every year. So at least we could be included in some capacity among the Oivdei Elokim and the Tzadikim. Okay, Rabbeisai, thank you everyone for joining. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Shkoyach.
Shabbos, thank you. Remember the word I told you?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.